Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here. We are going to talk a bit about giving directions. And some of you out there probably have an old cliche or saying in mind about who gives the best directions. And it might even involve sex differences, men or women giving better directions than the other. And I would just like to say that I'm not sure I'm good at giving directions. And I was actually just talking to one of my colleagues here who was in the studio with me just before recording this. And he was telling me that he went on a road trip with a friend and looked out the window and the Mediterranean Sea was on the wrong side. And he was the navigator. He was the one with the map. He thought he'd done everything right. And the gigantic Mediterranean was on the wrong side. He's not good at this either. A lot of us are not good at this. And so if you're interested in finding out who is good at it and why, then it makes less sense to look at adults because we've had all these factors influencing us for so many years of our lives. It's a lot better to take a look at kids to get closer to the truth of who does actually give good directions and why.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, I'm Nardine Yacoub. I am a PhD student at Montclair, and I published a study on sex differences in direction giving, comparing boys and girls.
And Nardine, what was the primary conclusion when you looked at the differences between boys and girls giving directions?
We found that actually boys give more accurate directions than girls, and we found that when we compared them looking at maps versus a first-person perspective, both boys and girls were actually more accurate when looking at just the map.
Okay, so let's walk through this study, figuratively speaking here, in terms of directions. The first one looked kind of like, it reminded me of the game Pac-Man, that old arcade game.
Exactly, yes. So we created four different maps and also four different videos that match these maps. And we had landmarks along the way. And we wanted to see if these kids were able to navigate this map that they saw in front of them. And we had five landmarks that were at a decision-making point. So the child would see the landmark as they had to choose which way to turn.
Ah, I see. Because otherwise, I mean, just like the Pac-Man game, right? It'd be terrible to have to explain to someone else, no, you don't take the first left or the second left or the third left. You take the fifth left. That's really complex. So instead you put a landmark there so they could be like, look, go to that. It looks like, I mean, I'm holding it right here. It looks like penguins and apples.
Yeah.
Is that what, am I?
Exactly, yeah.
Penguins and apples.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so
it'd be like,
take a right at the penguin and then a left at the apple. And that way kids can reasonably be expected to give directions.
Right, exactly. And we created this little figurine called Mr. Birdie. And we told them, Mr. Birdie has a blindfold on and he needs to find the way to the end or to the star at the end. And so can you please help Mr. Birdie get to Mr. Star?
Okay, so you have a 7-year-old boy telling Mr. Birdie what to do. You have a 7-year-old girl telling Mr. Birdie what to do, giving verbal directions. And in that scenario, were boys better than girls or when were they?
Yes, yeah, so exactly. So the boys were better than girls at giving these directions when they were looking at the maps. And so the boy might have been able to give a more accurate description or direction for Mr. Birdie and get him there than a girl would have been.
Ditch the Pac-Man style map. You also put these kids or had them look at a three-dimensional, what was it, a human character who's going through a three-dimensional maze, something like that?
Yeah, so the video perspective was mimicking the map itself, but it wasn't really any person walking through, but it kind of looked like you were walking through yourself. And so when we played the video, the child was able to kind of feel like they were in the video, in the environment itself. That was the crux of the study, was to also examine both of these perspectives. Are you better at looking at a map or are you better at looking at this first person perspective?
And in the first person perspective, again, boys were better at giving directions than girls.
So that was actually the interesting finding, is that we only found this sex difference or boys are better when we looked at the maps. But when we had boys and girls go through the video and go through the first person perspective, they were both the same. We didn't find anything unique about the way they navigated in the first person perspective.
So why would boys be better, statistically significantly better than girls at giving instructions based on a map? What is going on there?
That's a really great question. And that's, you know, something that we're trying to figure out. I would say it could be, you know, it could be both nature and nurture. So there are possibly some biological differences going on in your ability to remember objects or perceive a certain space. But also lots of times, if you just think about it, boys might be allowed to go out alone more, or they're allowed to travel more, and maybe at a younger age compared to girls. And so they might be developing this skill set that is basically based on their lived experience, and they might have developed these spatial skills better than girls.
And also possibly because of that cultural context, if there's a father figure in their lives who's always the one navigating, always the one looking at the maps, then the son might be modeling.
Yeah, exactly. That's also a great point. And it really is a case-by-case basis. And so, like, we want to generalize these results, but everyone is different, right? I mean, I can counter that by saying, you know, maybe there's a family with three girls and they see their father navigating. And so maybe one of the girls will be more likely to take that skill, if that makes sense.
Right. Or if the father keeps navigating them into the wrong places and getting lost all over the place, they might decide they're ultimately going
to take things into their own hands.
Exactly. Would this also imply then that it may very well be the case that culturally, or in a culturally different setting, where gender norms or sex expectations are reversed or just very different, that this finding might not actually hold true?
Yeah, yeah. And that's a very interesting, you know, part of research is that we can say, like, we'd like to replicate this study somewhere else or with a different culture or different group. And we might even might produce very different results, or might produce the same. And so that would be a really interesting path to go down next.
One thing I've heard in my life, some of our listeners have probably heard this too, you may have heard this as well. It's an old sexist cliche that, you know, women can't give good directions and that men do give good directions. It's something I've heard in my life. I don't hear people saying it as often anymore, which is a good thing. My question is this something that holds true as well at an older age? Is there any evidence to indicate that men possibly are better at giving directions, or possibly worse if there's been a study on it? I guess that's a real question. Has there been a study on it?
The one main finding that, you know, is really, really prominent in literature is that women use landmarks more often than men. And men are more likely to use cardinal directions, so north, south, east, west. So even some studies may have found that both men and women are able to accurately navigate, you know, spaces equally or as good as each other. But the way they do so is different.
How can our listeners out there give not just better directions, but the best possible? A weary traveler walks up. I want to help that person get from point A to B, and there are a couple turns or a couple landmarks. I might know whether it's north, south, east, or west. Do I give them that information? What do I do to get them there?
Probably mention the turns that they're going to be making and include landmarks in your description. So where they're going to be turning and describe the landmark for them. Those things have been found to be related to higher quality of direction giving. And then also maybe give them a map. So in our own study, we found that the boys were more successful at using the map versus the video, the first person perspective. And so if you can draw out a little map and put in the landmarks and the turns, that would be very helpful to someone who's trying to navigate a new space.
You are part of a spatial lab at Montclair in New Jersey. Nardine, can you give me the best directions possible to go from wherever you are to get ice cream? It could be an ice cream shop. It could be a supermarket that has a big bucket of ice cream. I'm desperate for ice cream. Get Get me there, please. I need it.
That's a great one. Okay, let's see. So we'll come out of campus. We'll turn left and keep going down the hill. You're going to pass some trees. Keep going down. And as soon as you see the stop sign, you're going to make another left. And then you're going to pass a few traffic lights. So you'll pass 1, 2, 3 traffic lights. At the third traffic light, you'll turn right, and that will take you to the closest supermarket where you can find a nice big bucket of ice cream.
That's great, and I think I even got it. Out of campus,
okay.
down past a bunch of trees till I hit the stoplight, hang mm-hmm. a left, through three mm-hmm. stoplight, or sorry, stop sign. Take a left at the stop sign, through three stoplights, taking a right, I think. A right, yeah.
Yes.
and then I'm going to come up to my supermarket.
Yes, there you go.
And that was Nardine Yacoub talking to us from Montclair State University in the U.S. state of New Jersey, an expert in giving directions and having contributed to new research on why some of us do give good directions and some of us do not, and how we can all be better at that. Are you good at it? Are you bad at it? Why do you think that is? What is your issue in giving directions or also in receiving them? I've found, for example, here in Europe, I'm way worse than I ever was back in my home country. I don't know if moving changes the situation or if certain kinds of street names work for you and others don't, certain kinds of landmarks. I don't know. Let me know. SU@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.